Lay Ill Kid at One Youngster, holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right. You best believe it. I ain't telling you no lies. Dope folks, talk shop. We hear about some comics. We're going to have a good time, but I'm not by myself. So while you're hitting the like button, while you're subscribing, while you're sharing this stream, while you're getting ready to tell your mama about this amazing show you're peeping out, all right? I want to introduce, well, apparently, I want to introduce my co-host. apparently, I want to introduce my co-host. You know, just all in the videos. You want to say hey?
Hey.
Nurse so light in the building, as y'all can see. Now, right over here, the real guest, Freestyle Comics, Mike Watson. What's up?
What's up, man? Oh, he just came on the camera with the face that, like, you know what's up. It's my dad's show.
You can't tell some people that, you know what I'm saying? All in the videos, dancing, you know what I'm saying? Doing their thing. The reason we have Mike Watson here today is because he has a continuation of my favorite hero at Freestyle Comics and my favorite female hero right now.
It's a girl.
Yeah, it's a girl. And well, she's actually grown up, but you know, it's a girl. Yeah.
It's
an old girl.
And he was growing up and played basketball with his friends.
Oh, okay. I don't know if she plays basketball with her friends, but we'll see. Vigilance, who is now in issue number 4, going to Kickstarter right now. You can see the link below, and I'll put the link in the chat in a second. But before we get all the way into the Kickstarter, I wanted to throw it to Mike Watson. Because I've described her a couple of times, but who is Vigilance?
Well, Vigilance is the world's strongest superhero in our verse. She works for the government full-time with no secret identity, and she has amnesia, but she is starting to realize the government is lying to her about who she really is. And where we leave off right now, starting with the 4th issue, is a brand new story arc, where her confidence has been shaken, and we have to investigate and find out who she is underneath the cape. We did the first 3 issues were very high octane, a lot of action in the first 3 issues. Yes. And now to see who she really can be.
Cool. When I first saw the character, I was like, yo, this is kind of cool. Let me see what's up. Let me check it out. And like you said, it was high octane. There were a lot of fights, hard hits, punching, high power levels, and I was all in. So, you know, got the 2nd issue, the 3rd issue. Everything seemed a lot of fun. And the way we left it, like you said, she has to figure out some things. She has to learn some things because, of course, she has amnesia. But what really drew me to this was that you have the side of the government. She has no secret identity, really. And also the level of action that was displayed, I was like, this is my kind of superhero book. Like, I'm down with this. I'm super down with the hard hits, blowing up buildings. Now, I know there's some people that'll be like, you know, the destruction, how many people died? Yes, but I mean, at the same time, if she did nothing, then those would be the same people like, why you ain't do nothing? Why you ain't help nobody out? You know what I'm saying? So with that said, Vigilance is an awesome character in the Freestyle Comics, I guess, universe. What do you call it? Is it a Freestyle Comics universe? Is it, because it got Hotshot too, and like, and Hotshot, he cool. And you actually see Hotshot in the first arc a little bit.
Yeah.
Like you see him a little bit. But if you could explain the surrounding world, the surrounding universe of Freestyle Comics.
Well, we call it the verse, and it has a recommended read order to read all the books in order. Our verse right now is filled with Hotshot was our flagship title. Vigilance was our 2nd release. Heroes International, The Cipher, Emerald Quest, now Spider-Squirrel, 5-star. Next month we release Green Zone, and this month we're also releasing Taijutsu Gate, so our comic book universe is growing. All these books all these books exist in the same world except for Spider-Squirrel, but Spider-Squirrel is a multi-dimensional book anyway, so they jump into interdimensions and things like that. I've always wanted to have a singular universe, and it used to bother me in the comics when I was growing up reading them. I didn't feel like the hero, especially with them all living in New York City. It used to just bother the hell out of me. And I was like, well, in our world right now, we're kind of in a crisis where the villains outnumber the heroes. And it's like, they would team up naturally. They would hang out. They would team up because they are in the lower faction. So we just call that casual crossover. So you can pick up any issue of our book and a FSK character from another title can be in there. And we don't announce it or anything like that because we just feel like it's natural, it's a casual crossover. But we are building up to a very bigger event called Zero of an Emergence, where it is going to cross over in all of our titles. Robert Jeffrey is writing it for us. I actually have a new one.
Nice.
He's going to be the architect for the overall story. And I'm very excited to start digging into that.
Cool. So, without further ado, I don't want to get too far away from Vigilance. We're going to bring it back. Guys, like I said, the link is in the chat right now. Go get Vigilance. It's on Kickstarter right now. I got the one where I get Vigilance and I get another book. I can't remember. I get two physicals and I get two digitals. I know that. It's like $35. So I know I got mine. And you guys are already past your goal, so I know I'm going to get mine. You know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna be no evolutione over here, all right? Ain't gonna be we get our books, all right? So hold up, you was muted for a second. Go ahead.
We know all about that, sir. We just packed up two Kickstarters and shipped over 170 packages last week, so we delivered.
And shouts to Blurtish. We got Keith from Blurtish in the chat right now, so shouts out to you. But without further ado, what I'm going to do is play you guys the video from Kickstarter so you can guys see an idea of what's going on at issue 4 and what the whole deal is and why you need to drop that coin. So without further ado, I'm going to drop this and we'll be back in just a second. All right. So you guys see, you know, what's going on, where Vigilance is at, what's going on in her life, you know what I'm saying? With on the side of the new arc starting, I know there's probably going to be people that are like, hey, this might be my first time seeing this. Like, I've never seen Vigilance before, never heard of her, no nothing. Will there be a collected edition of the first three books ever? Because I know one thing that I like personally are collected editions, but I also know, you know, collected editions, you know, they cost money. So, will there ever be one of those for the people that want to catch up and kind of just get the whole thing in one sitting?
Yeah, we actually have a tier on the Kickstarter that adds on the first three issues all signed for everybody so they can get the first three issues and the number 4 to read through. And Danny Cooper, who is part owner in Freestyle Comics and editor-in-chief, we just discussed how we're going to release the first trade for Vigilance. We're releasing the first three issues, and the third issue is actually going to be combined with the fifth issue of Hotshot. Because if you know issue 3 of Vigilance, your perspective of that fight with Void, and issue 5 of Hotshot is his perspective. So we're mashing them together.
Nice.
It's like, I want to say it's like a 55-page book now, so you can see the whole of what's going on. So we're putting all that into one trade. We already got the trade dress done. Actually, I have that if you want to show it. The trade comes.
Well, I don't want to give him too much. I don't want to give him too much. Right now, you know, I don't want to give y'all too much. But the reason I bring that up is because I do like trades. And on the side of what I want to get to later is trades and indie books and things like that. A quick question from your perspective. But with the Kickstarter being funded, it's already past your goal. Are there any stretch goals that you're looking to make or meet right now, since you know you sitting you high on the hog now, like you like, look, we made it.
Yeah. The stretch goal that I really would like to hit is our $10,000 stretch goal. It will get them a brand new book that we were releasing this year. It was a secret title. It's called The Secret. It's a crossover between Ventures In-House Production and Freestyle Comics. It's our characters battling to the death. And it's 24 pages. Victor drew half of it. I drew half of it. It's got like part of the script that Victor wrote, because this was actually an online battle that Victor and I did every day for a week. He would draw something, I would draw something and post it. So we're also adding, not all of them, but some of the funniest memes and comments from our the content. So it's going to be like a big behind the scenes virtual fight. With all the artwork that we did. So if we hit to, I really want to hit that 10,000, because everybody who backs us at a physical level will get that physical copy for free. And Vigilance does some mighty destruction in that book.
All right, that's what's up. And shouts to what, the hardest working man in comics? Oh boy. Don't blow his head up, man. The next thing you know, he gonna be thinking he big timing. You know what I'm saying? Don't look. Vantage, it's okay. All right. I'm just playing. Vantage has some cool stuff. Victor's a great guy. So I'm happy to see this book. Let's get that up to 10K. Of course, the link is in the chat, guys. I ain't playing with y'all. Going to hit that link. That's what we here for. You know what I'm saying? Get Vigilance. If you're watching the replay, the link is down below in the description for you to go, you know what I'm saying, $5, $10, whatever version you want to get, a little digital joint, just, you know, because, you know, we physical people can then get, you know, the new book, you know what I'm saying, the new book too. So y'all help out. Get that thing up to 10K. And how much time do we have left? How much time is left?
We have 10 days left.
10 days, see, that's 1,000 a day. It ain't even 1,000 a day, because we already, so, look, come on, y'all. Look, if you can, open up your wallet just a little bit, if you can. So back to the idea of trades. I was talking about this with some colleagues about how Kickstarters are done. And I wanted to get your perspective on this. When Kickstarter's done, you know, it's usually done one issue at a time. And when they're done one issue at a time, of course, you know, it takes time. You got to finish the Kickstarter, get the book done, mail the books, make sure the book's been mailed, everybody got them, then you kind of finish, and then you're like, cool, all right, let's start the next issue. Is it, do you or anyone in your circle ever think of just doing the whole arc at once, and then kind of doing a Kickstarter for that whole arc? So for instance, you would essentially do a Kickstarter for a trade, similar to like the Vampire Hunter D one that's just been done, or Brandon Easton's Dominion's Light or whatever, or Crescent City Monsters, the one that Newton Lillivoy did. Would that be easier, or would that be more of a hassle to do it that way? Because for people like me, I prefer trades. Like, I want the whole story at one time. But I don't know logistically how that works. So is it just harder to do that way? Or is it that you would have to pay, like, you know, pay more, charge more? Like, what does that kind of fall in? If you're willing to give that kind of behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine. That's what we originally wanted to do with the Hotshot story arc is going on right now, because it is a four-part story arc, but it just got to the point to where once we did the Kickstarter for it initially, and books were coming out, like, we were just in demand for that time. And we were trying to grow. We signed four new creatives. So it was a big, but I really do want to come out with one arc all in one Kickstarter. And it depends on what your budget situation is. I'm a talker, so I like to talk to people and I try to be as genuine as possible. I'm not gonna lie, I try to work out as many deals as I can. I try to get people to buy in, I try to get things for, you know, the budget that I can afford. This Zero of an Emergence, if I can get that all on one Kickstarter, it's an 8-part story arc, I would absolutely do that. I don't want anybody to wait for it, which is why the next issue came out 2 months later, because I didn't want y'all guys to wait for it, because it was such a cliffhanger. I wanted to get y'all the next issue as soon as I could. But it depends on the person and what their budget is and what their situation is. Like, I feel like we keep consistently hitting our Kickstarter goals for the rest of this year. When we do Zero Event Emergence, there's a good chance we can do at least half the books on one Kickstarter and half and the second half on another Kickstarter. That we're giving you four Kickstarter, because I absolutely agree with you. That's the way I would love to do story arcs. And to get there, you do have to build up a financial base to get stuff made and things like that. But I think we're on the path to begin to start to look to do that.
Okay. Because it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, it's cool, but then you have to wait so long. And then it's like, man, I really want that next fix. Speaking of Kickstarters in general and the financial base, when it comes to the support of your Kickstarter, like someone who's watching right now, of course, we need y'all to put that money down. But how, after they put the money down, how important is it for people to go out and share and be like, hey, I backed this. I gave money to this. You should too. Like, how, like, please explain to people that are watching right now, people that might be listening right now, how important it is to continue to support throughout the life of the Kickstarter instead of just being like, all right, cool. Here's $20. I'm out. You know?
That's super important. Sharing and advocating for the Kickstarter is just as important as the money that we get from each person. It's very hard to beat the algorithm on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter.
True.
That genuine help from other people who are sharing this, that's how we beat that. That's how we get out to more people so more people can see it. And honestly, what is it? The word of mouth is still the greatest advertising price point ever. Because if I have friends that trust my opinion and I say I like this, chances are they're going to go buy it. Danny Cooper, pretty much when I pitch him a video game, he goes out and buy it and we play it. People's opinions and what they feel, what they respect in here and other people really does matter. So when you're introducing me to your network, to your audience, and you're like, hey, this book is really dope, you guys should check it out, it's a superhero book, here's the link. We may not get everybody, but that one, two, or three people that cross over and, you know, and they share, it's like, it's, what is it, 6 degrees from separation? We get further out to more and more people. So it I think it is just as important as pledging and sending in money.
Okay. And I agree, because I remember the last week or other night I was streaming and I was like, hey guys, you know, tell them about the Patreon. You know, you got to do the whole thing. Like, share, subscribe, the Cash App it, you know, hit the Patreon, blah, blah, blah. But I let people know, because I want to say Hannibal said this, but he was like, right now in marketing terms, someone's share, like an organic share, is worth $35. So I'm like, look, if you can't join my Patreon, if you can't, you know, put a dollar in the Cash App, you can't do anything. What you can do is show this to your friends, show this to people in your stream and your feed or whatever it is. Because it does make that difference of that kind of like that one-to-one connection with people that they know. So yeah, if you are here and you've already given to the Kickstarter and you just wanted to check out some more story stuff, because we're gonna talk about some more story stuff in a minute, but if you want to help out some more, continue to push. The Kickstarter is not over. You know, continue to push to, you know, try to get that money up, because we get to 10K, all right? get another book, all right? Extra books, all right? To put all up in your library, all right? back to Vigilance. When you look at Vigilance across the landscape of heroes and heroines throughout, you know, whether indie or big two or whatever, where would you place her in the pantheon of like how you look at like her virtue, her character? Who does she seem to pair well with if you were going to pair her with someone?
Oh yeah, we said right off the bat, Vixen, Monica Rambeau, Wonder Woman, Captain Marvel. If you enjoyed those comic books, chances are you're going to enjoy Vigilance. She's a very direct, straightforward person, no nonsense.
Okay.
That's what's going to be so great about exploring her character further, because all she's known is a military life. So all she's known is directive orders and do this and do that. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You know, get the job done as efficiently and quickly as possible. So now when she has to interact outside that cape, when she has to put that cape on the coat rack, who does she become? How does she interact with the rest of the world? What does she like? Does she like to go shopping? Does she like to get her nails done? Does she like to go out on walks at the park? Who is she going to date? Is she going to date men or women? Or is she going to date both of them? So these are all questions we're going to explore with her as she develops and becomes a person.
Yeah, because essentially a good realization for her kind of around the end of issue 3 is, I mean, to a certain degree, she's just operated as like a tool for the government. Like she really hasn't experienced, like you said, the joys of just like, what is your favorite movie? I don't know. What's your favorite color? I don't know. What's your favorite kind of outfit? I don't know. You know, do you have a favorite kind of shoes? I don't know. Like anything that normal people would have, like their favorite food or, you know, their favorite place to go. Like you said, she doesn't know these things. And so you get to get an interesting look or interesting take at a fish out of water that's kind of like always been in these waters. Because like when we meet her, she's here fighting already. So it's not like she landed on Earth yesterday. But somehow she's lost. And I think that's cool. I think that's cool to explore that and get into that. Will we see in this story arc any other people from around the verse?
In issue 4, we're introducing a brand new character called Alyssa. And she is going to be a pivotal point in this issue or in this arc to help Vigilance out and make decisions on what a regular life is going to be for her. And Alyssa has 2 twin dragon tattoos on her arm, okay. 1 red. Magical powers, martial arts, and she wields katanas. And her and Vigilance are going to get into some action. They're going to get into some stuff.
Okay.
We will see the homie Hotshot pop up. Him and Vigilance, their relationship has developed. They are very good friends, and they are looking out for each other in this hero world. While
I like
Vigilance has been the mentor to Hotshot on his heroics and trying to help him be a better superhero. Hotshot has been a friend to her to, I want to say, help soften her humanity, get her more comfortable with the world that, you know, Earth politics and things like that. So he kind of rounds her edges out from what the military.
Yeah, and even speaking of politics, though she is not from here, her skin, she is clearly a Black one. Like, you know, don't let the hair grain fool you. She is clearly Black. So, with being clearly Black, hero or no, I'm sure everyone isn't too pleased by her stature and or status in the world. So I'm sure we'll probably see that later on too. But that's something that, you know, Hotshot can be there to help her out with. You know, be like, hey, look, I get it. You know, you saving people, but they don't care.
Something that we have thought about down the line in a couple issues with Vigilance and how she would deal or interact with those type of things. I've really been looking at like playing around inside line, playing around with Vigilance's hair. We don't know the process that she does her hair every morning because the government, what would the government do with their own version of a Superman that they had in their pocket? They would streamline that and make her look the way that they want her to look. So we're going to have some nice little reveals, even like, and just, you know, thinking about all that, because you bring up a very good point. She is a woman of color on Earth right now. She is a woman of color, and that's what she's going to have to live and experience and deal with. So with those things come little nuances that we know about being people of color that we're going to put in the book.
So yeah, it's something that I think is interesting, like when it comes to her and Hotshot, and especially their relationship. It seems kind of, at least that I can remember, it seems kind of like a friendship, almost like, you know, brother and sister kind of, you know. And I love the assist that we get in those high octane books. Like it's awesome. So when you put those books together for the trade. My money ready already. I'm just saying. My money ready already. So that I can actually have the pages to flip through them. See, yeah. The cops try to stop us right now. That's how good the book is. They try to stop us. So with that said, could I get some final thoughts and ideas on who Vigilance is and where you want to see her go? From issue 4 and on from here, and let them know where they can get the book and also find you.
The great thing about Vigilance is that she's a blank slate. One of the reasons I created Vigilance is because I always hated hearing people say you can't make Superman interesting. I'm like, yes, you can. You absolutely can. So we wanted to take that archetype and we wanted to show that a character with that much power can be interesting. And one of the things that we barely get to see in medium or comics is like seeing that character actually be created and built on the page. So we definitely want to establish her power. She's powerful. She's strong. If everyone else fails, Vigilance won't. But her greatest challenge ever. What does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be black in this world with all that power? And I think those very interesting questions that she has to answer and deal with. We already have the first 12 issues planned out, and it's going to be explosive, and they do tie into the rest of our books. So you have plenty to look forward to when it comes to Vigilance, as she'll also be crossing over Heroes International and Hotshot as well. So she's got a lot ahead of her. As far as you can get the books right now, you can get caught up on Vigilance. And even our back issues at FSK at fskgo.com. Our regular website is fsknow.com, where we have merch like this awesome jacket that I'm wearing right now. Hat, types of stuff on our website, and all 27 books that we published, 8 titles. Wow. Because the issue of Vigilance, we are celebrating our 25th produced comic book by Freestyle Comics. And I don't know if there's a lot of studios out there that have made that many comic books under one banner, but we have, and we're celebrating it. I don't know if you got to see the piece I did with all the FSK women all dressed up in gowns and dresses.
I gotta see that. So.
Yeah. That's a reward on our Kickstarter. You can get all 5, it's a 5-piece collector's cover with Vigilance and all the women dressed up going out to celebrate 25 comics. Nice. But catch me as Most Epic Art on all social media platforms, Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, all that jazz as Most Epic Art. And I do my own show called Chat and Draw on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on my Twitch channel.
Nice, nice, nice. So guys, there you have it. Y'all need to check him out. Get on that Freestyle Comics. Spell it with a K. Also, FSK Go. Look, the book is on point. And those first 3 issues, they come with the heat. They do. So I'm excited to see where we go next, what's going to happen. I'm going to hit that link in the chat or in the description below. check out Vigilance. Give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? Reach into your pocket. All right. I want you to reach into your digital wallet. Pull out what's the smallest? What about $5? Look.
All this tier is $5 and you get 10 digital comics with that.
You get 10 digital comics for $5.
And that's a women in comics pack too. So it's all female superheroes or created by women.
$5. Right? $5. This is all it costs. So guys, go ahead and hit that up. We appreciate your time checking it out, because the more you get to check it out, the more Vigilance I get to get as well, because I've been hooked and she's one of my favorites, for real. So with that said, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all those places. Hit that thumbs up if you like what you see. Hit the thumbs down if you don't. But if you hit that thumbs down, Vigilance gonna come get you. And you don't want that. All right, because she's gonna mess you all up. All right, not in a good way. All right. So make sure to like, share, subscribe, consider the Patreon, That Nerd Soul. Hit me up, Cash App, you know what I'm saying? If you wanna get me a coffee, you wanna help out with a light bulb or a light ring or something like that, hit me up on Cash App. The cash tag is Nerd Soul. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you wanna do. But if you can at least share, it costs you nothing. Well, maybe a little thumb strength. If you got carpal tunnel, you might have to use your pointer on your other hand, but you can help out. So we got podcasts, all that jazz. From us to you, we're going to leave y'all with some dope black comics and some dope beats from your boy Algorithm C, your girl Elixir. We got Ali Thieves in there. We got, I think, Arcatron, Soul Prophet. We got tons of people in black comics from all over, like Crescent City Monsters, Legends Press, all that stuff. So, from us to you, thank you for watching. And until the next time, peace. We out. And y'all be safe.